Curly and Kansai,
a podcast about the experiences of two black women living in the Kansai area of Japan. I'm Ayana.
I'm Elise.
And this is episode 4.
Woo-hoo! Lucky number 4, except yes. Not in Japan. Except not in Japan.
Actually, number 4 means death in
Japan. Which is why you don't have 4 teacups in a tea set. This is from my days of working at a tea shop.
I did not know that. Yep. And actually, you know, I thought this was a lie. I thought, like, some buildings don't have the number 4. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a lie because I see some buildings have 4. Right. But there are, like, some older buildings that actually don't have the 4th floor.
Yes. Some office buildings do not have a 4th floor.
Interesting. All right. So last episode, we talked about what? What did we talk about?
We talked about ourselves.
Oh, we sure did.
It was quite self-indulgent.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
We had gotten some good comments. There was one lady who said that she was getting ready for church and missed church because she was listening to our podcast. Yes, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you for listening.
Sorry, Jesus.
Right. Please get your praise on, though.
Yes.
And today, this topic, we're going to be talking about getting sick in Japan.
Healthcare.
Yes, the healthcare. And we all know in the U.S.
It's a very important topic right now.
It's pretty bad in the U.S. right now. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
But in Japan, you can't say it's perfect, but there's some good things.
I think overall it's a successful healthcare model.
Yes. It's, what is it, national
healthcare? They're private. There's private, and then there's the national one. Basically, because you had to pay out of pocket for a while for your healthcare, right?
Well, yeah, because there was a moment I was not full time, so I didn't have health insurance from work, and I was supposed to get the required national health insurance from the government, but I didn't do that. I didn't know.
So, what did you have? So what happens if you get sick and you don't have the national health care? You just pay out of pocket?
You just pay out of pocket.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, did you go to the hospital many times as a kid and now, like, compare, like, your experiences?
As a kid, no, because my mom's a nurse.
Oh. Nice.
And my grandma's a nurse. Ooh. So we're all very good at self-medicating.
Okay.
She had, like, her own, like, personal cabinet of stuff for when we were sick. So going to the hospitals as a kid, no.
Okay.
When I was in college, I did have to go to the hospital once.
Okay.
For my tonsils or something in my throat was swelling, and I was having a hard time breathing. So I thought, oh, this is a good time to maybe go to the emergency room before I stop breathing.
Yeah.
So I went there, and after 4 hours of like sitting around on a table and getting a shot, I went home.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, I got the help I needed.
You sure did.
And luckily, I had insurance at the time. I was under my mom's insurance, so I did not have to pay at the hospital, and we got the information from the insurance company, and it was, right, like a $400 bill. It was like, but you only got to pay $50, right. And we're like, thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I guess for me, I didn't go to the hospital at all as an adult, but as a kid, I did. I had strep throat a bunch of times.
Wow.
Not fun. And there was one time I got in this bike accident, and yeah, it was...
What are you doing?
I don't remember, because I blacked out.
Oh my gosh.
But basically, I was riding down this really steep hill with my friends, and I ran into a tree. And
Somehow.
And her bike didn't have, like, brakes. And I was used to, like, handle brakes.
It had the back brakes.
It had the back brakes. And I guess I didn't back brake soon enough on the very steep hill. Mm. And I just went into this big old tree. And I have, like, spots of memory. But, yeah, I went to the hospital and got a CAT scan. And, yeah.
It reminds me of a time in college when I hit a wall.
Wait.
There's a reason I hit this wall, though. Because, see what happened was... There's a road. This was at University of Maryland, and I was riding back to the dorms, and I was riding on the road, like the normal paths for students walking. But the stadium, I was riding like around the stadium, and the stadium wall started in the middle of the walkway. So if you're looking down, the walkway is still continuing, but actually there's a wall starting in the middle of it. So I kind of ran into that wall, and I hit it. But I walked home.
You're okay.
I was okay. I just ruined my friend's bike, and I felt bad about it. That's but terrible. Other than a few scratches, I was okay. So luckily, I didn't have to go to the hospital after that. But yeah, bikes, man. Bikes are dangerous.
They are dangerous.
Helmets. Helmets are a good idea.
That's one thing. Nobody wears helmets here.
Not in Japan, no. Only when they're in middle school, I think. When they go to middle school, they have to wear their helmets. But after that.
I didn't know that. So how about your experience going to hospitals and clinics in Japan?
Okay. So in Japan, if I look through my wallet, I probably have around 10 or 15, maybe 20 different clinic cards. Because every time you go to the clinic in Japan, pretty much every time, you get a card with, like, their information and your name. And you just, that way, the next time you go, you bring it in. You still have to show them your insurance card sometimes. So, I don't really know the point of this card. But, it's so that you can give it to them the next time you show up. And I would say the experience is not bad. I wouldn't say it gives me the most confidence sometimes. Sometimes I've been to a clinic where it just seems like they're just running through people. Like, right. They're just doing the motions of a clinic, but they're not actually going into, like, the deeper care. It's like, oh, you got a cough. Okay, didn't take this medicine. Oh, your eye is swollen. Okay, here's some eye drops. Like,
well, yeah, I have a story, just a really quick one. Christina, our friend, she said she went to the doctor recently. Yeah, and they told her after whatever they checked to just drink water, and she had a fever. And they're like, oh, you're right.
I mean, like, dehydration, yes, but also you want something to
But she didn't get anything. They just charged her $50 to tell her that she needs water, and she's like, they didn't even give me water. So it's like,
yeah, there are places like that in Japan where it's just like they don't even seem to be doing. They just go through the motions of a clinic without actually doing anything.
Right.
So in those cases, you just gotta not go there again.
I don't necessarily like going to hospitals in general. I'm just one of those people who are like, oh, I'm sick, I'll heal up by myself. But there's been times where I did go to the clinic here, and they just gave me a bunch of medicine, and I was so confused by the medicine they gave me. I'm like, what is this? It's like too many drugs, but then some people who are really into, like, taking drugs to get better, they're like, oh, Japanese drugs are too weak. And I'm like, I think American drugs are too strong for me. So Japanese drugs are okay, but still, like, when I got the package, it was, like, the powder stuff, the stuff that you drink, not the any pills. So it was just, like, I was so confused.
Well, I have that in the States, actually. Oh, it's really? Called, I forgot what it's called, actually, but my mom uses it.
Oh.
The nurse.
She's a nurse.
And it's good for, like, headaches and minor aches and pains, but it tastes like hell. It's not. Oh, it's so terrible.
Yeah.
But you can get, yeah, they have that. But no, yeah, I think medicine in Japan, the dosage is smaller, especially things like, what's the name of the pain medicine? Buffering. There's a Japanese brand called Buffering. It's like the Advil of Japan. But basically, I think the dosage, like, one pill is only 60 milligrams of the drug that's used to relieve pain that I can't say. The long one that you see on, like, it's not ibuprofen. Okay. That's for fever reducing, I think.
Okay.
The one that's for pain relief, which is the main ingredient in Advil, is in Buffering. But the dosage for Buffering is 60 milligrams.
Oh.
The dosage in Advil is 200 milligrams.
Whoa!
So you can see why the difference.
People say it's weak.
It is. The dosage is much smaller.
Right.
If you get your pain medicine from the hospital, because you can get different pain medicine. Because I had to get pain medicine for my cramps. Buffering was not cutting it. 60 milligrams is not going to do it for me. When I'm used to 200 milligrams, two of those, so 400 milligrams.
Your body's immune.
Yeah, my body was like, this is doing nothing. So I went to the doctor to get stronger pain medicine, and the strongest they had was 160 milligrams.
Okay, I mean, it's close.
It was close, but once I went back to the States, I got me a 1,000 capsule bottle of Advil. The knockoff Advil.
Oh.
Then you know, like, the CVS one. Brand.
Girl.
And I brought that back, and I've been using that for the last 2.5 years.
You still have that?
It's 1,000 capsules, man.
It's a lot. And it was okay to bring it in the airport.
Yeah, they didn't take that. They only took my allergy medicine because I do have pretty bad seasonal allergies, and Japanese allergy meds, the over-the-counter. They don't actually have over-the-counter stuff. You have to, all of their allergy medicine, you have to go to the doctor to get. But it wasn't really doing anything for me. But in the States, they have, what's the 24-hour one? I forget what it's called.
Claritin?
Yeah, Claritin.
Actually, they have allergy medicine over-the-counter here in Japan.
Do they? I thought you had to have a prescription to get it or something.
No, because I had some issues this year. And my coworker was telling me, like, yeah, you can get this. This is called, like, Alleg something something. It wasn't, like, Allegra, but it was similar. Mm-hmm. It was just very, very weak. So probably allergy medicine that actually works, you need prescriptions for.
Yeah, so. But, like, the ones that you, the same exact kind that, or not the same, the kind that you get in the States is illegal in Japan. Because it has the chemical in it.
That's Wait, you used. Said Claritin though?
Yeah, yeah.
They sell Claritin here.
You can only have it so much because then if you have too much, you can manufacture
drugs. So with it. They're like you can't.
So
take this.
I bought some with me, right? Because I was like, I need some for like 2 years. Yeah. But they took like two of those.
They're like, no, ho, yeah. You cannot take this.
I guess they might have assumed I was gonna like be cooking up some drugs or something.
Maybe.
I don't know how. I don't know how.
All right, so then have you had any like major hospital experiences here in Japan?
Yes, I have. It's horrible. Okay. Being in the hospital is horrible.
It's horrible. Like you got admitted and everything.
I was in the hospital for 10 days because I had food poisoning. Mm. And it was so severe that I could not, my body was stopped digesting food. The parasite that was in my body was digesting all of the food. So basically, I was wasting away because my body was not getting any nutrients.
So were you looking really skinny? Like,
yeah, I was. I had lost a lot of weight. Like people were telling me after I got out of the hospital, they were like, are you okay? And I'm like, I haven't been eating food, real food, for like 10 days.
Oh, God, wow.
Yeah, so, and the weird thing was like, I don't know how easy or difficult it is to diagnose that kind of food poisoning. It was a stomach. Is a stomach virus? What did it? It was called the norovirus. I think.
Norovirus. So I guess
it's food poisoning. Severe food poisoning.
Stomach. It's a type of stomach virus.
But it was in my intestines.
Oh.
So it's like a severe stomach virus type thing.
That's the thing that they actually like warn every year, right? If you work with kids.
Is it?
I noticed when I was working at kindergarten, they're like, make sure you wash your hands and do this. And then during the winter time, it was like, this is to prevent norovirus.
Sounds like it.
So
wow. Yeah.
Is that what you had exactly?
I think so. It was like a strain of the norovirus that was like really strong. It comes from like a lot of undercooked meat.
Okay.
So I had gone to Yakiniku with Shota's dad. And, like, his mom would not let his dad... This is when they were still separated.
Okay.
Shota's mom would not let him live that down. He was like, I can't believe you got my daughter-in-law sick. You almost killed her. And you're going to pay for all her hospital fees. And I was like...
gosh.
Whatever. Somebody save me. So then it was difficult to diagnose because I remember going to the doctor. The doctor I usually go to. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, you do. You have a fever and you're throwing up and all this other stuff. So I'm going to give you like an IV because in Japan it's really popular when you're feeling like sluggish or like you don't just feel like ganky. Mm-hmm. You can go to the doc, ask them for an IV and they'll just give it to you. So I'm going to give you an IV, go home, sleep, and then come back if you have another problem. But I went home. And Shota was like, I think you should go to the hospital.
Oh, God. Like, you couldn't walk or anything?
I just wasn't. Like, I would just sleep. I was just out all day. And I couldn't eat anything. So I wasn't eating anything. And this was, like, the third or fourth day of me not eating and basically rejecting any food that was in my body. So we went to the hospital. They were like, yeah, you almost died because your body almost has nothing left
to
feed off of. So good thing you came here when you did. And I was like... I don't really remember. That was half conscious.
Yeah, okay.
And I was admitted. Stayed there for 10 days in my own room. I had to be quarantined because they didn't know if it was contagious or not at first. So I had my own room. And it was freaky because it's a hospital for older people. Mm. So a lot of people die there. And so they were like, you have to... No, it's not. I mean, they have a hospice. Like, one floor is the hospice for older people. And then the other floor is a normal hospital. And then there's, like, a dentist and everything.
Right.
But it was weird because it's just freaky being in the hospital alone. Because I had to be alone because everyone had to go to work and everything. And there was, like, a typhoon. And I was scared.
Mm. There was a typhoon while you were sick like this. This is terrible. I would have nightmares.
Sitting alone with an IV in my arm for 5 days.
You had nothing to do. There was no TV or anything?
Luckily, I had just gotten a new smartphone.
Okay. Was it this one?
No, it was, I think it was one of my old Note, maybe? Or no, it was before the Note came out. It was like an old Sanyo phone. No.
Okay.
One of the Japanese brands. Yeah. Anyway, mm-hmm. I downloaded a torrenter on my phone, and I torrented movies to my phone.
Because all you can do.
There was no Netflix back then. There was no way to like stream. Streaming wasn't a thing back then. So I was torrenting on my phone, and I watched all of the Resident Evils. Because I felt that was appropriate.
Right. You're about to die, so let's watch Resident Evil.
I was wasting away in a hospital, so why not watch the movie series about zombies that came from the hospital, kind of.
I've never had that kind of experience.
Try it sometime.
No! I don't ever want to be sick and not, like, nearly dying sick either. I feel like I get really melodramatic when I get sick. Like, I make myself get so bad, and then what? I'm like, okay, time to, like, actually get better. Actually, I don't know why I do that. This is like if I'm by myself, like, there's nobody to take care of me. So I'm just going to wither away and die. This is what I do.
Die alone.
And then I figure, like, you know what? I could still live.
You'll be okay.
Well, like, I felt near death, but wasn't near death like yours experience. Was when I had a fever, I think, a year and a half ago for 4 days. And it was like 40 degrees for like 3 days straight. So like, I was telling my friends, like, oh, I'm really hot.
This isn't like, normal.
No, this isn't normal. Like, because to me, like 2 days and I feel better, I'm good. Usually that happens. But after the third day, my friend's like, I'm going to check you the next day and see your temperature. And she bought food for me and all this type of stuff. She's like, Ayana, you need to go to the hospital. But this was during like Silver Week. So Silver Week is in September, which is a holiday. It's like four days straight.
Silver Week, yeah.
Just something like that.
It's a little bit shorter than Golden Week.
So it was like a Monday. And she took me to the hospital, the nearest hospital. And again, I've never been to the hospital, so I was like, I don't know which one to go. So she figured, okay, maybe this one will take you. And it was closed. The hospital was closed.
Holiday.
Yeah, so I was just like, why is the hospital closed?
What about emergencies?
Right?
Where do people go?
The ER was open. I filled out things, even though I was not feeling so good at all. Like, my friend helped me fill it out. I went into the doctor's, and he checked me, and then he's like, just take some medicine, you'll be all right. I was like, okay. All right, that's what he did.
Did he say what it was? Like, oh, you got, you know, this bug or some bug or nothing? Nothing.
Yeah, like I had some type of virus maybe, but it was a while ago.
Antibiotics?
Yeah, I got antibiotics. So, like, I got the medicine, and then, like, I had to pay for the ER visit, and it was about $300-something. The reason why it was that much is because it was a holiday, too.
Yeah, the emergency.
And it was ER. So I couldn't pay because I didn't have money at the time to pay. And luckily, my friend was there to pay for me, and I paid her back later.
That's what friends are for.
It's not like they could bill me. They couldn't.
Yeah, because that's what they do in the States, right? They just, like, we're going to send this back to you.
So it's like, what if I just came by myself and I didn't have the money? How was I supposed to pay? Well, I don't know.
I didn't have that experience.
So I'm glad that she was there to help me. But yeah, I took the medicine and then I got better, I think, 3 days later. But I was still very, very weak and I had to go to work. And I was just like, I feel like crap. But whatever.
So now, who do you get your insurance from?
My job. My job does it and it's mandatory. So I have to have it.
Yes, me too. My insurance comes straight out of my paycheck and along with not social pension. You take pension out.
Yeah.
And it is expensive. It is not cheap. I think, I want to say I pay close to $200 or something a month in health insurance. Just health insurance?
I think so. Me too.
I think it's close to $200 a month. So it's not cheap by any stretch of the imagination. But it's a good thing to have.
It is. especially if, like, you never know, you get sick, like, almost die.
That time I actually didn't have my own health insurance. I was under Shota's health insurance.
Okay, at least
because
you have...
he was full time. I was semi full time.
But at least
my
you could
job.
Like be on it though.
Yeah, yeah. So I think under his insurance, mm-hmm. the 10 days at the hospital. The first, I think, 5 to 6 days were the private room for quarantine. Mm-hmm. But after that, they wanted to put me in, like, the main, like, a shared room.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't want to go. Because I didn't feel comfortable. I was just really like, I don't want to have to deal with
other people.
Yeah. I was being very wagamama. So I asked to keep.
Wagamamas.
I know. Oh, selfish. I was being very selfish. So... I asked them to give me, save my, like, private room. So that was a little bit more expensive.
Right.
To have the private room. And then, but I think at the end of the whole thing, it was still only, like, $600 or so.
Oh, okay.
And that's for 10 days.
For 10 days, a private room, $600? Like, in America, that would be, like, $2,000, probably. I'm just assuming I might be even higher if it's 10 days.
So, yeah, overall. So, do you go to the doctor for, like, a checkup? Do you have to do a yearly company checkup?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. those things, like, every time I've done that, it's been very efficient in, like, an assembly line.
Various.
Because, like, not just our company goes, it's just...
all the companies.
All, like, companies, whoever sign up for that clinic go. So when it's that time period, you just see a bunch of people, like, next. And then they go into, like, different sections of whatever to get, like, your... height checked, your ear checked, your eye checked, whatever.
Weight check,
and
x-rays.
Then actually see the doctor, and then...
But he's just like, it's like...
he doesn't do anything!
They don't do anything. Like, you sit in the room, and he's like, he looks at the form that you fill out where you tell him, oh, I don't exercise enough. Like, they ask you, are you exercising enough? Yes, no, maybe. How often do you exercise? So he'll look at your form and be like, I think you should exercise some more. And it's like, oh, no shit, Sherlock.
Yeah.
That was a hard one for you to figure out, wasn't
hard.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
So that... stuff seems very superficial.
And, like, some Japanese people that I know, especially my coworker, he was, like, so hung up on about it. Like, he's like, oh, I have to lose weight for the...
Yeah.
What? Just for the test? And then after that, what?
Because the companies will pressure employees to, like, be more healthy.
I guess.
So, the quit smoking, like, especially if you put it on your, like, doctor's form, oh, I smoke this many times a week. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like... well, we pay for your health insurance, so we want you to be healthy so you're not going to the doctor all the time.
Right.
That kind of pressure is not unheard of from Japanese companies. So that's unfortunate, but I don't think that pressure often applies to people that are not Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard, at least not in my company, like our bucho doesn't go around complaining about people's health information.
Right. No one cares.
Did you guys have to have a psych, like, evaluation?
No,
at your company, they sent around a form for us, and it was like, hey, are you stressed at work? Do you sometimes feel sad?
That's new.
Do you, like, and they were like, so they, and then it was all confidential. So it was like, if you feel like you want to go see a therapist, you can answer confidentially, and, like, you can go. But everyone would know you're going because it was all during work hours. So I'm like, this is the least confidential thing ever, but at least they're doing this to prevent people from committing suicide from being overworked and stressed about work, which is a big problem in Japan. Recently, they had the one girl from the ad agency, I think, that killed herself. I forget what it's there was the ad. It was not too long ago. I think it was end of last year.
I don't know that one.
Lots of people do commit suicide from overworking. So
So wait, is death from overwork from suicide or something else?
Sometimes it's suicide. Sometimes it's actually people
who just,
they work so much that their body, like, just gives out.
Okay.
I think one girl that worked herself to death worked for, like, a family restaurant. She was working, like, 18-hour days or something ridiculous that's, like, not good for your body.
No.
So.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, so overall, we would say that the hospital experience in Japan is...
it's cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper. I wouldn't say necessarily better, because also some people say that the doctors just won't check properly for something that they know is really serious.
Yeah.
Like, even you said, like, they couldn't even detect your virus right away. But did you have to go to different people?
No, I only went to the one doctor before I went to the hospital. Okay. I think, you know, that one was fairly easy to figure out.
Okay.
But when I had my, remember the throat thing I had at the end of last year, I had where my sinuses were so swollen, it was right. causing my throat to get infected like every month. I had a throat infection. So I ended up going to a ear, nose, mouth doctor because I was like, oh, it's a throat, nose problem. Right. I should go there right. so they can, you know, they're the professionals. They know what they're doing. But I went there and the medicine they gave me didn't work almost at all. It like reduced some swelling a little bit, but I had the same issue after I finished the medication. So I went back and I was like, oh, my throat's still a little bit swollen. What do you think? And they're like, oh, well, you don't have any problems with your throat, really. So go breathe in this oxygen tank and take this like swollen throat medicine and you'll be fine. And of course, after doing that, it wasn't fine. So in the end, I went back to my main clinic and mm-hmm. he was like, I know you. You have allergy issues. This is a throat problem now, but I bet you your nose is the problem. I was like, oh, what?
You know me so well.
And he was right. So we treated my nose for my sinuses for a sinus infection. And then he gave me something else for my throat. He actually prescribed me kampo, which is Chinese herbs.
Yeah.
It is not a drug. Necessarily. It's supposed to be better for your body because it's all natural. Yeah. It's not like a manufactured medicine. So you can take a lot of it without the adverse effects when you take a lot of medicine.
Right, right, right.
So he gave me that and I used that for like 2 or 3 months and then my throat got much, much better. And all of my bandmates have been like, oh my God, your voice is actually back now.
Yeah, you can actually sing.
Yeah, which is important.
When you're singing.
When you play music.
Right.
And you have
so,
to
like,
sing.
Overall, like, advice for anybody who's in Japan, coming to Japan to live Japan, and you need to go to the doctor or the clinic, if you don't speak Japanese, it's best to, like, go with someone. But if
get
you
a friend,
can't.
Man.
Just, you know, work on your Japanese.
Also, make sure that your job is covering your health insurance.
Yeah.
Like the first job I had was semi-full-time, mm-hmm. which means you're not full-time, which means you don't get health insurance, mm-hmm. which means then you have to pay out of pocket for national insurance, yeah. which is still expensive when you have to pay out of pocket. And
also, I'm going to say be careful with some companies that give you some weird insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's one kindergarten company that I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say right now. But they have this like private health care, but it's supposed to work overseas. But somebody said when they went to the doctors, they didn't recognize that insurance. So it's like, it was like
sus.
An illegal type.
Sus. That's a little sus.
It's like, okay, we qualified for whatever business that we are because mm-hmm. we have health insurance, but it's like not health insurance that's really recognized in Japan. So it's like, just be careful if you're coming to Japan to teach, like what kind of health insurance that they have.
Yeah, check it out. Get the deets. Phone a friend.
Yes.
When you're unsure, ask them if they have like a service that helps you because most doctors don't speak English in my experience. I've had a few. The one time I went to the hospital, that doctor actually she'd worked in Boston for a while. So okay. she spoke a little English, but she ain't speak it to me. They don't want to.
They don't want to. They're too shy.
So they're not, even if they do speak it, they're not going
like
to.
Like the ladies' clinic that I go to, they don't call it the gynecologist. They call it the
ladies' clinic. For the ladies.
I can speak and understand a good amount of Japanese. But when it comes to going to the doctor, like the banks or anything that's really important to me, I'm like, I want you to speak English. I just want to make sure. It's like a security blanket for me.
Yeah.
And then when I went there, she was trying to speak in English to me. And then, like, some words she didn't understand how to say. She did not understand. She didn't know how to say. And I kind of helped her out because I would hear her say in Japanese. I'm like, she's like, you speak Japanese. I'm like, sorry. Just a little bit, but can you just speak English to me, please? She's like,
She sounds cool. I'm going to have to go to that ladies' clinic because the ladies' clinic I went to was a dude.
Oh, first. Wait. The gynecologist is a dude. And he's the only one. The booby lady. There's the booby checker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The booby checker. Yeah, okay.
Which I'm checker. Like, can we have both women? Okay. No, whatever. I'd rather a woman. But
yeah. I would prefer a lady. But yeah. Apparently that's not a thing here.
No. that's not a thing. All but, right. Yeah. that will be it for the doctor visit. What am I trying to say?
Did we cover everything?
Did we? I think.
Health insurance in Japan.
Health insurance.
Is it all as cracked up to be? Is national health insurance all as cracked up to be?
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I think you wrote that one.
Yes, I did. It was really a non-question because, yes, national health insurance is all as it should be for the most part. Like, it's a thing that people should have.
Right.
It's not an issue, really.
Yeah. National health care. Like, come on, guys.
All first world countries should be
all. All of them. Come on. It's about health. Anyway, like getting all serious.
Anyway,
so now let's get into the rant section. We had a rant suggestion from a listener, and I'm gonna go with the buying clothes rant.
Okay,
for me because apparently,
tell us your story.
You don't have much problems. I don't really like shopping in Japan for clothes. I don't like shopping for clothes. Period. I'm not fashionable. Not like you.
Anyway. You're fashionable in
I'm
your
very
own
Jeannie.
Way.
I'm plain Jane. No, I've been called that since I was
a... You just have a simple, clean, simple. Clean
You're just calling me basic.
No! I wasn't going to call you basic.
I wasn't going to. Anyway, but I actually like my style. It's pretty casual.
Casual.
That's what it is. It's just casual. And shopping for clothes, especially jeans or pants in Japan... Mm-hmm. is annoying. It was always annoying in the States as well because I would have I have small waist. Mm-hmm. And then when I did track and field, my thighs are really muscly. Mm-hmm. I still kind of have, but it's not as muscly as before. But here in Japan, my legs are too long.
Yeah, I figured.
They're just too long. And
I figured.
Also, my arms are too long.
I have the arm problem. Shirts, like, be coming up to here. And you'd be like, my shoulders don't fit. My shoulders don't fit in the shirt. Or... my arms are too long for the sleeves, so you got like that nice baseball cut sleeve going on.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's just basically what I have to wear. It's like, yeah, I'm casual anyway, so I'll just do this.
I have more problems with shoes.
Yeah.
Don't come to Japan with big feet. Just don't do it because they're not here for you. I wear a size 10.
Unless you have petite feet. Is that the right
yeah, word? Small if you have feet. Tiny feet. If you up to like a size 7, 8, you'd be fine.
You'd be good.
If you're over 8, bring your shoes.
Yeah. Just and shoes. Actually, my feet would be 7.5, 8. Mm. But they're still very snug, the shoes here. Mm. And narrow. I have narrow feet, but I feel like they're just really tight.
Well, so. I have big, wide, monster feet. My feet don't fit into any shoes in Japan. I buy men's shoes in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you go to, like, Spins has, like, unisex shoes.
Right.
So, if you're into, like, that funky style, Spins is going to have shoes for you because you can buy men's and women's style in the same shoe. But if you're going to, like, a cute ladies, like, a cute, adorable...
You want some flats or heels and stuff?
Or any of the fashionable places, they usually stop at, like, 25. Usually 24 and a half.
So, if 24 you're lucky, 25. Centimeters, right?
Yeah, 24 centimeters. 24 and a half is usually their maximum size for your like, normal fashionable store.
Right.
The big shoe size is 25, 25 and a half, which is still, like, an 8.5.
Yeah, it was so funny because, like, when I first got here and I started shopping for shoes, it was, like, this S, M, L, and double
that.
L. And I was a double L. Like, what?
They don't have my L. What? My L doesn't exist in shoes.
I was like, when did I become large?
This, if you got big feet, just find you a website. I suggest ASOS, which is from the UK, but they ship for free after about, I think, is it 20 pounds? 20 or 30 pounds.
Okay.
And it's worldwide free shipping, so.
And also, my friend said, like, in Korea... She can, if you visit Korea, they can find her. She can find
really?
Her size, yeah.
I might go to Korea.
So you might go
I
there?
I might go to Korea.
Find your size.
They didn't have my shoe size when I went to Taiwan and I was looking for sneakers. There's a lot of sneakers in Taiwan.
Did not know that.
Not in a size 10.
So sorry.
Not in a lady's size 10.
So sorry for your
What about fruit? We got another rant topic.
Oh, yeah. The other suggestion was fruit. There was a point in time when I wanted to be a vegetarian, like try to full on be vegetarian. And the fruit and vegetables are just too expensive. At the time, I could not afford. I could probably afford now, but now I'm just lazy. So that's not going to happen. Strawberries, they can be about 800 yen. Like, that's like $8 for a small thing.
And you can get them for $5.
You can, but like, have you seen the ridiculously priced fruit before? Like,
they have the luxury fruit in Japan.
And it's luxury. Like 2,000 yen, like $20. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
an apple can be like $20. An apple. Like, so stay away from the luxury fruits. Those are usually in department stores, your Takashimayas, your Kintetsu, your
Hanshin department
stores. Don't buy food from there if you're on a budget.
Don't buy food from
there. if you're ballin', by all means, get that luxury produce.
Although, department stores have really good bentos. I'll give them that.
They have good cake.
And
their cake is good.
But, like, regular supermarkets, they're decent.
I go straight to the cheapest source, man. Tamade. If you're in Kansai, Tamade. It's the gaudiest.
Very gaudy.
Supermarket you've ever seen. It usually has firework lights, like firework lights on it.
Neon lights.
Neon yellow sign that says Super Tamade. They will sell you some of the cheapest kind of suspect looking food you've ever seen. Check your food before you buy it. Just check the expiration date.
This is a rant that I have about fruit in general in Japan. Because in the summer especially, it gets so humid here that like anything that you buy can get spoiled in a day.
Really?
Yeah. This girl does not eat fruit.
I do eat. I eat bananas every day.
What is bananas? That's different.
It's a fruit.
I mean, like things that can get spoiled really quickly. Bananas have that skin, so it's okay.
I buy canned fruit.
Canned.
It's fruit.
You said canned. Get out of here with that.
It's still fruit.
Anyway.
It's still fruit.
If you buy like kiwi or like blueberries or strawberries, those things like even in the fridge can get spoiled. Yeah.
Dang.
So you got to be careful about that. Especially if you live in like Kyoto, like places that get really humid.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful of any fruit that you need to leave outside or even like tomatoes because you're not supposed to put that in the fridge.
You're not supposed to.
Why?
I don't understand. This is too complicated. This is why I buy my fruits canned.
Yeah. So, anyway. What's your rant? I know you have a rant.
So.
This girl's excited.
This Friday, Guardians of the Galaxy will be released in Japan. I'm so excited. I love all of the Marvel movies. They're just a great time. I can just sit back and just let all of the fun hit me in the face. I don't have to think about it. No too deep storylines. Great. But this time, let me tell you. So in Japan, they have MX40, which is where your seat moves around. I forget what it's called in the States, but they have it in the States.
40? Where your
MX40.
Oh, okay.
It's where the seats move to the movie.
Okay.
So you get like the shaky seats and the surround sound and like the smoke effects and light effects. It's like an attraction at USJ.
Okay.
It's great like kind of experience. You want just a little bit more than a movie because movies are already expensive in Japan.
I think the
base price is $1,400 if you buy pre-sale tickets. $1,600 maybe if you buy at the theater.
I thought regular price is $1,800.
I think you're right. Regular price is 18, and I think the late show fee is a little bit, it's like 200 yen cheaper if it's after 8 p.m. or 9 p.m.
So basically like $18.
It's basically $20 if you want to see a film.
That's true.
In Japan, if it's 3D, then it's $24. If it's MX40, it's $30. I don't mind because I don't go to the movies that often.
Okay.
But when it's an action movie, when it's an adventure movie, I want to see it with a full experience. I want the smoke and the lights and the shaky seats. I want to have a time. I want to enjoy myself. But tell me why.
Tell me.
Guardians of the Galaxy is not being released in its original English form for MX4D. It's only in the Japanese dub. What? What? Do you understand the pain that I'm feeling right
now? Yeah, I understand. Why, though?
Why? Because I think the problem is that it's difficult to read the subtitles with 3D and shaking seats is my guess, with the smoke and the lights. they're like, oh, I can't really see the subtitles because the smoke is in the screen, and da-da-da-da-da-da, which, yeah, okay, but...
I get it, but...
Who wants to listen to the crappy Japanese dub of, like,
the Chris Japanese, Pratt? Dude!
I just don't get... So then I was like, I'll just go see it in 3D. But all the 3D showings are like, oh, 5 p.m. on a Friday. I'm like, dude, the motherfuckers don't have to work. We don't work. I work. Okay. I assume most of us work. So I don't know why this film is at 5 p.m. on a Friday. I don't know who's going to that. It's like 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. So I'm in my feelings about it.
I would be. If I was a huge fan as you,
I'm a movie person. I understand that.
I'm just saying, like, if I really wanted to see something and I don't want to see it in dub, I would be upset. Oh,
Japanese dubs. They ruin my life. So I think the trend that I see now with Western films in Japan, the 3D versions in English are becoming less and less popular, or they're just not being shown as often, because even in Osaka, which is like the third largest city in Japan, the 3D subtitled version of Guardians is available in like 2 movie theaters out of all 6, I think, that are in Osaka City or in the Osaka, like,
which is close so to here. Sad because, like, in America there's so many movie theaters, here it's just not a lot.
There aren't a lot, and IMAX, you have to go into the, like, suburbs to see IMAX. Like, Namba has IMAX, but it's baby IMAX. It's not like the full, because IMAX is like super the aspect ratio is huge.
Right
Namba's like half of actual IMAX. So I'm like, how do you
I didn't even know Namba had
how do you call this IMAX when it's not actually IMAX. So IMAX. Why am I paying IMAX prices for like half of IMAX?
Can you play half price of IMAX?
No, I have to pay full IMAX prices. I think they consider the sound IMAX still, so technically. But no, if I want to go see it, a real IMAX film, I have to go to Kishiwada, which is 15 minutes by express train. By local train, it's 40 minutes from
I was going to say you can go to Mino, but that's about the same.
Yep. Distance. Always Inaka's.
So, if you like movies, if you enjoy going to movie theaters, don't move to Japan. This is my suggestion. But if you really want to move to Japan, just be aware that all of your favorite movies are going to come out a month to 6 months after. Logan still isn't out here. Logan came out last year before the year ended, or like in January. It comes out in June here. Ugh. I hate this so much. I could just order the Blu-ray
already. I'm sure you can rant and rant and rant about movies.
Can we just do another hour of ranting about
how the system is? No, we cannot. But I feel your pain. I know I don't sound like it. But
no, you don't. You're not convinced.
Because I gave up. I already gave up. Like,
you gotta keep fighting the good fight, man. If you give up, nothing changes, man.
So we have a listener question here, and I'm not really sure if I can answer it. Uh-oh. This one is from Walter. I don't know
how
to pronounce that other name. I'm just gonna say Walter H.
Hi, Walter.
Because I don't want to butcher it. So the question is, most of what I know about Japan comes from watching dramas. What are some of the things you learned that aren't true?
Well, the only Japanese dramas that I've seen, I remembered a few after I talked to you.
Okay.
I've seen Dragon Sakura, which is like from the 90s.
It still sounds like a fantasy.
The 90s. No, it's a school drama about these kids that are idiots that want to go to, they want to take the test to go to Tokyo University. And so it's got Abe Hiroshi in it, who I do enjoy.
Okay.
Back when he was younger, it's like 90s program. Shota told me about it.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's like your typical high school fear.
How about, like, when it comes to, like, there's so many school dramas. Like, the stuff that the kids wear or what they do,
Their personalities and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't really seen that. But then again, I don't work in the schools.
Yeah,
I've
never worked in a high school.
But just, like, from the kids that you do see walking around, like, do you think they are, like, it matches? Like,
I do live by a high school, but they're fairly typical. Other than laughing very loudly and obnoxiously. I mean, they're typical teenagers.
Right.
I think dramas are... you know, what they are in their namesake, dramatic interpretations of Japanese life. The guys are never as cool as they are in drama. I've never met a guy that can, like, I mean, what? Those are such lofty, idealized versions of Japanese men that do not exist.
Right.
in Japan, or if they do, it's a very insincere form where you can clearly tell they're just acting like a guy would in a drama. Like, their lines sound like something you would hear in a drama, and it's like, Kimi wa kirei da ne. It's like, what? No one says Kimi, ever.
So, I'd like to apologize for the technical difficulties that just occurred. This is Ayana, and while editing, I noticed the last 10 minutes or so of the episode got messed up. As you could have probably noticed, if you're watching YouTube, the video cut off, and then the rest of the audio. So, I'm sorry. But despite that issue, the show must go on. So, I wanted to finish off the answer to the question and say that one thing to take notice if you ever decide to move to Japan is the way of speaking depends on where you live. So Japanese TV, you have standard Japanese, or they say Hyojingo, but depending on where you live, it depends on that dialect. So I live in Osaka, they have Osaka Ben, which is Osaka dialect. So a lot of what I learned from Japanese TV was probably disregarded. I'm not really sure. It's been a while since I watch TV and hear the difference between Japanese, standard Japanese and Osaka dialect. But there's a lot of word choice difference and intonation and stress on certain words that are different. So that was like the biggest thing for me when I came to Japan. All in all, when it comes to watching Japanese dramas, then coming to Japan, I knew many other things would be either exaggerated or non-existent. Therefore, I didn't really get too surprised when there were certain things I learned from a drama that wasn't actually real. And I think that was actually a good thing. So, yeah, it's cool. You learn a lot of the good things and a lot of whatever, not so good things. But you have to come to Japan to see for yourself, right? So to any of the listeners not in Japan and watch Japanese dramas or anime that is not fantasy and you're curious about if something happens in Japan or not from that drama or anime, let us know and we will try our best to see if it is true or not, because some things we might not know for sure depending on what it is you're asking. So we'll try to confirm for you. So as a reminder, you can make comments through YouTube and the comment section or questions, as well as SoundCloud. And you can also reach us and ask a question on Twitter under my name, Yana_YZ. That's YANA_YZ. Anyway, thanks for listening to Curly and Kansai. We'll catch you in a couple weeks. Bye.